The jury heard more than 3.5 hours of closing arguments yesterday afternoon before beginning their deliberations. Defense attorney Cheryl Myers Booth said the death of Alexandria Rice is a tragic accident, not a crime. Myers Booth went on to say Coruscanti did not run and hide.
He didn't try to get lost. He could have stayed out of sight, said nothing, called no one, covered up the damage, wiped the car down, drive the car away, hide it, could have driven his wife's SUV and disappeared for a day or two.
Prosecutor Jane Barnese said Coruscanti made up one ridiculous excuse after another for not stopping after hitting Rice, including the quiet ride of his luxury sedan.
The neighbors come running out of their homes, and this defendant claims, wasn't that loud? Couldn't tell if I felt it or heard it. I can't make that distinction. I don't know. I did feel something go under the car. Didn't think anything of it. Okay. That's the excuse.
Coruscanti's been charged with vehicular manslaughter, leaving the scene of an accident without reporting, resulting in death, and tampering with evidence. If convicted, he could serve more than 20 years in jail. Chris Kaye, WBFO and AM 970 News.